with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right, here we go, here we go, here we go. Yeah, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk. I am your host, Eric Jackson, and today we are going to get our chat on. You hear me? You hear me? It is Thursday, y'all. It's Thursday, August the 2nd. Can you believe it's August already? And man, is it smoking outside. It's hot as you know what outside. You know, Ben, I have never been there. Only thing I can say, it's hot as you know what out there. Anyway, you know, as I said, this is Blog Talk Radio's Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and today we have one outstanding show planned for you. Now, the topic of today's show is does video gaming and television affect or influence behavior? Okay, that is the topic of today's show. Yes. You know, that's kind of a generalized topic, but we can talk about, you know, that we can get as deep into it as you want. Because we got 2 hours, y'all. We got 2 hours, so we can talk about anything you want to, as deep into it as you want to. But the bottom line and the question is, does too much video gaming and does too much television influence behavior? Now, let's clarify that a little bit. When I say, I mean, I'm trying to basically talk about our young people. But we can go to the adults, too, because, you know, some of them, they are influenced as well by what they see on television or playing them video games. You know, that's not nothing. That's not nothing new, I'm sure. But maybe be something new for some of y'all. But in the whole scheme of things, yes, we need to talk about this because in the rash of what's going on with all these shootings and bullying and all that, we need to talk about some of this stuff. We really do. And see if we can't come up with a solution to help fix this problem. You know? Because I want to know what we can do. I really do. You know? So, like I say, if you got something you want to say or add to the conversation, dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or join me in my chat room. My chat room is open, and we can have a great conversation there and on the air. Just depends on what you want to. All right? Now, now that we have gotten all that good stuff out of the way, it's time to get started. Let's get ready to rumble, y'all. I like that. I think I'm going to add that every day now. Anyway, like I said before, today's topic is, does video game and television affect or influence behavior? So let's talk. Okay, here we go. Here we go, y'all. Now, let's talk about whether extensive gaming and watching TV has a negative or positive effect on our young people. You know, I do understand that there are some people that will actually say that it has no effect at all. I mean, at all. And maybe to some it doesn't. Maybe to some it doesn't have an effect. But what about the ones that it does, huh? Well, we're going to get a little deeper into that in a minute. So, and others will say that it plays a big part in the way our teenagers or kids are acting today. I mean, let's be honest, it may, for some people, for some teenagers, it just might play a big role. You know, already got chat going on in the chat room. Always is a cop out. I think just another thing to blame on others, like home raising is perfectly founded on moral and principles. Well, you know what, Tony, I agree with that. And you know, in some cases, it's more than just that, though, I think. Well, no, I'm not going to say that, because a lot of times the foundation isn't there. Oh, but I'm getting deeper into where I want to go yet. But I'm going to get there with you, Tony. I'm going to get there with you. I'm gonna get there. You know, but as I was saying before, and you know, some people say, you know, yeah, you know, video games and television is a problem in our society. And you know, with games such as Call of Duty, Tomb Raider, ethnic cleansing, Muslim massacre, Resident Evil, and Grand Theft Auto. That's just a few of them now. But listen to the names of some of these things. Ethnic cleansing, Muslim massacre, Resident Evil, Grand Theft Auto. And you know, and here's the thing, my child actually had the game Grand Theft Auto, and I sat there and watched it one day, watched him play it, because I really wanted to know what was this game about. And I couldn't believe, you running over people, you shooting people, hitting people in the head, taking stuff. You know, and at the time, he was, what, 5, 6 years old? Needless to say, he didn't play that game at my house anymore. But, once again, these type of games, ethnic cleansing. What the world? Ethnic cleansing? Really? And games like that are not supposed to affect anybody? How is that? Huh? I mean, you got stealing, racism, the genocide. And the question is, can videos such as those shape the behavior or influence the behaviors of our young people? Huh? Well, I mean, and some say, well, it's not the violence, but just the fact that they sitting there playing the games contributes to addiction and obesity. Okay, so sitting there, they're not active. They're moving their fingers, but they're not active, right? I don't know. Depends. You know, there was a story in the news a couple of weeks ago, and I think I mentioned it on one of my fun Fridays, but it was kind of pitiful that a kid sat there, he was a young adult, actually, 40 straight hours of sitting there playing a game. He had a heart attack and died. What makes you sit in front of anything for 40 straight hours? Huh? What? Maybe that's it's just addiction. That's an addiction right there. It's got to be. Because it couldn't be anything else. You know, not that he went out there and shot up anybody, but that was something that influenced him to where he couldn't just leave that game alone. You know, I mean, he couldn't leave it alone to the fact it cost him his life. You know, and there's also an argument that it can contribute to a sedentary lifestyle, which means you just sit in a house all the time. And that's all you do. Sit there and play in a little video game. Now, don't get it wrong, because video games have been around for, what, at least last 30 years. In the last 30 years. And for some of us older individuals, you know, video games in the beginning were plain and simple. We had Atari. You know, and with Atari, you know, we had the little bang just go back and forth, beep, 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 and you had to move the level and the little lines move up and down. And that was the extent of it. You know, or, you know, you had Pac-Man, Mr. and Miss Pac-Man, going around chomping things up. Or Space Invaders, where you just shoot the little ships out of the air. And, of course, any sports fan, no, we had Techno Bowl. That was football. But, well, I'm mentioning those games because those games were simple, easy. You know, and you didn't, and believe it or not, you didn't sit there all day trying to play the game because eventually you got bored with it. And went outside and did something else. But those games I mentioned, there's not that much violence in it. In them. There really wasn't. Now, let's fast forward three decades to now. To right now, in 2000 and what? 12. 2012. And damn near every game has some kind of extreme violence. You know, it does. It has some type of violence, whether you're robbing somebody, shooting somebody, taking over something. Okay. Let's see. Tony says, you know, Eric, I'm going to go extreme. I am going to go with Donkey Kong and bash people in the head with trash cans. Mr. and Ms. Pac-Man had an addiction to pills that made him stronger. And we need to sue Namco for making Burger Time because it influenced fast food. Okay, Tony. Okay. All right. Well, we go. When you call in, we go talk about that. All right. But let's get back to right now. But let's talk about this. Every game that they make now is violent, and it's not subtle violence. It's extreme violence. Really extreme. Really. Really, really. Then they got, remember when Mortal Kombat first came out? You know, you fight, and that was it. Then they made the new Mortal Kombat where you can rip the head off and blood gush out. Some of y'all remember that? I do. I do. And you know, at the time, when you're looking at them games, you're thinking they're pretty cool. But now that you go back and think about it, wow. No, how did that affect me back then? How did it affect the other people back then? Let's see, Tony in the chat room says, but know what the difference is between then and now? Everything is graphics and storytelling. You're right, Tony. But, you know, in some cases we had storytelling, but it wasn't as bad as it is now. You know, so with the games being so extreme and violent and what have you, would you say that it has the ability to learn, to teach the players or help the players learn and retain aggressive thought and behaviors that they see in the games? Does it? Or, you know, or is the behavior, the violent behavior, something that's just something that's bred, something that's there? You know, and playing these games just help foster it. That's a very good point, huh? That's a good question. You know, and the games today, they reward violent behavior. They really do. They really do. And may actually, some experts say it may decrease compassionate feelings for others, you know, for the players that's playing it. For who they interact with. Let's see, Tony say, well, when they come out with the game that is step-by-step bomb-making, I would 100% agree. Internet is worse than video games. Well, yeah. But you know what? You know what, Tony? Even though the internet is worse than video games, I think for those who make the video games, I think that their minds are worse than the internet, because if they actually are thinking about making these games like this, then somebody else is actually thinking about it and doing it. Of course, that's my opinion, y'all. Now, if you got a different opinion, you go call in and let me know. But that right now, that's my opinion. You know, some of these games teach racial profiling or sexual stereotyping. Now, I mean, let's go back for a moment and look at one of these what are these other games I just named? What was it? Ethnic Cleansing. Who the hell gonna make a game Ethnic Cleansing? Really? Muslim Massacre. So what is that teaching? What is that teaching our kids? Huh? What message is that sending? Really? What message is that sending? Kind of a crazy one, I think. You know, we have enough problems, like my show yesterday on racial harmony and all that. We have enough problems with that now without, you know, having games to influence our kids and some adults into doing racial profiling and you know, ethnic cleansing. Wow. You know, that is crazy. You know, and you know, it's just not. Now, I'm talking about video games right now, but it's just not the video games. Like Tony mentioned, it's the internet, yes. Because something, you know, you can go on the internet, and like Tony said, you can go on the internet and learn how to do anything. So it's just not video games. And let's not forget television. Because television plays a huge role in this also. You know, because in a lot of cases, the parents turn the TV on, turn the television on. Okay, they'll put it on the cartoon channel. And, you know, right now, in today's society, you have more than one cartoon. You know, you have more than one cartoon. You know, and depending on what channel you put it on, you may get that, what they call it, that out of Japan or China, the anime. That is some of the violent cartoons I have ever seen in my, boy, I tell you. And it's a very popular type of thing. It really is. And they just leave the kids there to watch. Why they go and do their own stuff? Why? You know, I understand you may have something else to do, but dang, if you're going to let the TV sit there and babysit your child, and as your child grow up and do something crazy, who you going to blame? Oh, I know who you're going to blame. You're going to say, well, it's the TV or the game. Then you're going to try and sue somebody that you have no right trying to sue. Oops. Huh? And yeah, they may get their aggressiveness from that. Even so, kids' shows are misleading and confusing sometimes. Because sometimes they just have inappropriate content. Now, let me tell you what happened. Now, I'm going to talk about my child again. Oh, good thing he's not with me right now. Now, one day, we're sitting down watching television. And, you know, he wanted to watch the Teletubbies. I know some of y'all don't remember the Teletubbies, but, yeah. He wanted to watch the Teletubbies. So I'm like, okay, we're going to watch the Teletubbies. So I was one of those parents that I just mentioned. I turned it on, you know, and went into my kitchen to do whatever I needed to do. No, but I hear him in there giggling and laughing. So, you know, I figure, all right, okay, this must be a pretty funny show. So let me go in here and check this out. Man, I went in there. And only thing I saw was one bent over and the other one behind him smelling his butt. And only thing I can say is, what the you know who? What kind of show is this we are watching? Needless to say, Teletubbies didn't get played in my house either. And I told the mom, don't show it to him at her house. Now, I don't know what he did, but he stopped watching the Teletubbies. But, I mean, that's just an example. Back then, the Teletubbies, you know, the Teletubbies was everybody's show. But, you know, everybody's just letting the TV, television, and the video games to take care of the kids. And the things they are watching or going is not a good thing. It's really not. You know, now if you watch the little anime or the cartoons, you know, the little girls on there, they dress so skimpy, and they having all kind of, you know, relationships and my boyfriend and my girlfriend. Really? Really? And you wonder why your three-year-old is standing there with her hand on her hip talking about, that's my boyfriend, and you think it's cute. You really do. Then all of a sudden you go, well, where they got? I don't know where they got that from. They got it from that dang old TV or video game you let them watch and play all the time. They can't even spell their name, but you let them play the video game, they can tell you about the video game. Or even, not even just the video game, on TV, the rap, the music now. And it's not just rap. You know, rap may get a lot of the blame, but it's not just rap. It's not. Some R&B, you know, some R&B singers, their videos are just as sexually explicit as the rap. But you let your child sit there and watch that mess on TV on MTV, what is it, VH1, whatever those is. I don't have cable. And see, I still need my free cable. But I don't have cable, so I can't really tell you all them great channels. And what's this one, Jersey Shore? Jersey Shore. You know, you got this young girl walking around. Her dress is barely come to halfway down her thigh. I'm just going to put it out there. Halfway down to her thigh. But they done made her a superstar because she out there getting drunk and being loud and fighting and cussing. But everything is cool, right? So now our little girls want to be like that. Some of them. So once again, I'm going to ask the question. Does too much television or video gaming influence our children's behavior? Influence behavior, period. And I'm going to say why I say period, because I remember when Oprah was on, man, there wasn't a woman in the United States that was talking about what Oprah said. What Oprah said you should do to keep your relationship going. What Oprah said you should do in the bedroom. Really? And they didn't move from it from that television. I'm not telling no fibs. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. It's out there. It is out there. I'm telling you. Oprah came on TV, and man, everybody lost their mind. Nobody did anything unless Oprah said it. So let's be honest with you. It's just not the kids. No, some of us adults, we get kind of addicted ourselves. You know, so that's how some of us got fat. The only thing we want to do is sit there and watch the soap operas all day. Yeah, I'm going to tell it. Yeah, we watch the soap operas all day. No, then once the soap operas go off, you watch the game shows 24/7. And you don't think that's influencing the way you act? I'm just saying. I mean, really. And I'm guilty, too, because I know sometimes I watch sports and I want to go, hey, I got to do that. But that's a kind of different influence, wouldn't you think? Because I'm going out to be active. I'm going to do something. But let's get back to the video games and the cartoons, though. But if we are letting our kids sit there, even the movies, and watch so much violence, it can't help but influence what they do, what they think, how they look at things. Unless we as parents decide we're going to stop that. You know, no, you can't watch that. But don't just tell them why they can't watch it, because that's not doing any good. Just to say, no, you can't watch this, okay. Explain to the child, the young adult, or whoever, why they cannot watch it. Is that so hard? No. You know what? Yeah, it's hard, because some of us, we don't even talk to our children. We don't. Hey, half of us don't even see our kids anymore. No, you come home, the kid in there watching TV. You may fix them something to eat, put it in the microwave, put it in front of the television. Then you disappear in your room, and that's where you stay until the next morning. Your kid got free roam of the house, watching whatever they want to watch. So eventually when you come out and say, well, you can't watch that, they're going to look at you like, why? Or, better sense, you sit there and watch something crazy with them. Hey, now, come on. Some of you out there, and some of you are so bad, I'm just going to say it. Y'all sit up there and watch really sexual, explicit material right there with your kids sitting next to you. Talking about you teaching them. You teaching them right. You're not teaching them the right thing, but you're teaching them. Let's be honest, a spade is a spade. You know, y'all know that's my saying right there, a spade is a spade. Let's be honest about this thing. It's called the boob tube for a reason, if you the boob that's going to let it raise your kids. You know, the average kid watches TV at least 4 hours a day, at least. And now, I mean, that was back in, what, 1996, 2000? And now, shoot, The kids watch them at least, what, 6-7 hours a day if you let them? It's summertime now, too? Oh, heck yeah. You know, the video game companies, okay, like Wii and Xbox, they came out with exercise games, dance games. Oh, Lord. Tony say, walk like a duck, quack like a duck. If it ain't a dog, it's a duck. That's right. That is right. But here's my point. If you sitting there watching this kind of stuff with your child, when your child go down there and slap somebody upside their face because they seen something on TV and thought you said it was cool, then you ain't got no right to complain. Like prime example. Now, I hate to use it as an example, but I'm using it. Last night on Tony's show, you know, fathers also need support. A support system. Now, he had a show last night where we talked about this 9-year-old child. I know everybody's seen it on I don't know if you've seen it on the news, but if you went to his webpage, it was there where this 9-year-old boy was in there terrorizing babies. Terrorizing babies. Standing them up and kicking them. Punching them in the head. You think he just grew up that, and they interviewed his mama, and noticed, and this is what another thing that pissed me off, because when they interviewed his mama, no, she say, yeah, he bad. What kind of crap is that? Yeah, he bad. Now, you've been interviewed because your child done went in there and terrorized, you 9 years, your child, 9-year-old child, in there terrorized not even 2-year-old children, and the only thing you can say is, yeah, he bad? And yeah, I'm saying, you know? Hey, Tony, I know you're in the, if you can, man, put that link up for the people who haven't seen it so they, you know, they can get a grip on what I'm talking about. Because that was something really, really, it was crazy. Only thing she can say, yeah, he bad. And you know what that told me right there? She don't know what the hell going on in her own house. So only thing she can say is sound really dumb by saying, yeah, he bad. Yeah, Tony, the video. You know, I mean, that is just crazy. But as in today's society, that is what we do. That's what we do. It's normal for in some parts of the world, country. Some parts of the world, I guess that's normal. But I mean, can you really understand what I'm saying, though? You know, everybody, you know, the Aurora shooting, everybody want to blame, say, well, he had this tattoo and he played this game and what have you. But my question is, how much time did his parents spend with him? You know, what was he watching? What was he playing? You know, at some point, think about this now. At some point, when kids are at a younger age, the kids don't buy the games. The parent buy the games. You're right. You get these cable television and Direct TV and Dish Network. Those things have parental controls on them. But y'all order all these packages or what have you, and that's it. You put the TV in the kid's room, so the kid has, you put the TV in the kid's room, you go and buy them a games console, put it in their rooms. Now, if I'm wrong, y'all call me and tell me, 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or join me in the chat room. Now, if you're in chat room, I see Tony and I put the link up to go and watch the video about the 9-year-old child. Now, I'm going to tell you before you watch that video, if you're kind of sensitive, you don't need to watch that video because it's going to piss you off. It is. It's going to piss you off. Thanks, Tony. But here we go, though. We, You know, sometimes as parents, as adults, and I use that word very carefully because some of us out there aren't adults. Yeah, we may have the age on us, but we're not adults. Hey, we worse playing them games than some of the kids. The kid can't even get on the goddamn old console because you stand up there 3 and 4 nights playing it. I'm telling you. Uh-oh. I see Tony try to call in. Hold on. Here we come, Tony.
Hey, all right.
Tony, you on the air. What's up, man?
Not much, man. Thought I'd take a break from this commercial I'm making, call in, man. Yeah, we had a hot topic last night on Fathers Also Need Support System radio show, man. I appreciate you coming out. That 9-year-old, man, and we had a lot of callers call in, and that video is actually 18 minutes long in its entirety. You know, and there is a location of that video on the internet, and I'll leave it up to your listeners to actually go search for it, because I'm not gonna promote stupidity. But at the same time, you know, I don't think that was a video game that did it. I don't think that was a TV that did it. That baby is actually, I believe, in my heart of hearts, I want to believe that baby is being abused himself.
And that is a possibility. That is.
I mean, it stems a lot deeper than actually where it's at, you know. I mean, I looked at this video, man, and I tell you, I got kids, you know. I was in tears, in frustration, and hurt for them babies. I mean, there's nothing, you couldn't even hear the audio, but you can just imagine. I'm glad there wasn't any. You can just imagine the grief and the pain them babies was feeling while this kid was doing WWE on them. I mean, are you freaking kidding me?
And the thing about that was, you know, you couldn't hear the kids, but you could see the facial expression on the kids, you know. We talking about they were kids. I mean, he was really going to work on them.
Yeah. I mean, and just for your listeners to know, if they do go ahead and decide to look at that video, there is a disclaimer at the beginning. It's on YouTube, but there is a disclaimer to make sure that you are over the age of 18 because it is pretty graphic. And I hope that YouTube doesn't try to pull that down later. I think I'm going to try to, you know, download it into my own archive on my YouTube account, because that video there shouldn't be submitted. You know, it shouldn't be submitted. Not submitted, but it shouldn't be hidden. Everybody should see this.
Hmm.
You know, it's not something that they should try to sweep under the rug.
Right. Right. But, you know, and you know, as I'm steady going on my show and look over my notes, you know, my mind gets to moving. You know how that goes. And I thought about it. I'm like, okay, we talking about the kids influencing video games, but then I thought about it. You know, most of the time, we as the parents, we go and buy the video games.
That's true. I mean, another thing you got to really think about is if there wasn't a market for this, it wouldn't be in the market. It wouldn't be sold. You know, just like they say, sex sells, you know, everybody with their commercial. I mean, I remember a little bit while back, Paris Hilton and all these other, you know, seductive stars decided to do commercials for Carl's Jr. and a whole bunch of other restaurants, you know, with a seductive nature. You know, they're putting out there what's going to be bought. You know, and if it's appealing to a kid and us as parents, you know, if we're not as smart enough to not buy it for them, you know, we're planting that damage.
Mm. You know what, Tony? I'm not going to say we're not smart enough. We're just not, how can I say, attentive enough.
Well, yeah, you know, not attentive enough, and not, you know, back in the day, you know that speech you used to get when you used to go in a store back in the day? You don't you go in the store and ask me for nothing. You know, you knew it was coming. You know, so nowadays, they aren't even, they're more afraid of saying no to their kid in fear of what their kid might think of them. Damn it, you a parent. You ain't a friend. You be a friend when it's time to be a friend, but right now it's time to raise these babies right. I feel really sorry for us when we get old. Because all these kids that's coming up, you know, and that's going to be in health care and this and that, I don't even want to go to an old folks home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hey. Especially if the 9-year-old got to go be in there taking care of me.
Yeah, I might have to shank him.
But you know, and I'm just wondering, you know, when I started, I was going to say, yeah, you know, it's the kid's fault. But the more I think about it, the more I go over my notes, no, it's not the kids. You can't blame it all on the kids. Because parents, we have a responsibility to mold them and teach them what's right and what's wrong.
In
a lot of cases, what we do is throw them in the room. Like I said before, come home from work, make sure they're on the cartoon channel, throw something in the microwave, feed them, and we're in our room. gone in front of, whether it's in front of the computer or the television ourselves, and the kid is on their own.
Yep. You know, and unfortunately, that's the reality of the day. You know, there's not any more parenting. Everything is based on electronics and the artificial babysitter. You know, nobody's actually sitting down and having a family meal anymore. Nobody's actually having a holiday without cell phones, iPads, iPhones. You know, nobody actually communicates anymore. So when it's time for anybody to speak, we speak it in text language. You know,
yeah.
And, you know, the kids are being raised, you know, kind of, I wouldn't even say illiterate because that's a little bit harsh. But the kids are being raised without the foundation that they need.
Outstanding. Well, you know what, Tony, and you know, let's go on and be honest with it. Some of our kids now, I don't even think we can. I'll be honest. I don't think some of them even know how to hold a conversation.
I agree with that. You know, I agree with that. And you know, touching on kids, and since we're talking about this topic, I got a little bit of news for you. I was looking at the news stories this morning. Did you hear about the 15-year-old girl that had the 19-year-old boyfriend and they plotted to kill the mom?
No, I didn't hear about that.
They plotted to kill the mom, and what happened was the 19-year-old, the 15-year-old left the window open. The 19-year-old was going to come in and murder the mom.
Mm-hmm.
The 19-year-old, the boy got the cold feet, and then at that point, the daughter, the 15-year-old said, well, you know, my mom's got to die. And she commenced to stabbing this lady 60 times and killed her.
Wow.
Now, going back to what the basis of the show is about, I don't know no video games that you be stabbing people up. You know, if you do, you let me know. But
what's the game? Grand Theft Auto.
Really?
Believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean the game's out there. You know, that's why I say, you know, as parents, we buy these games, but sometimes, you know how they got the little viewing things in the stores? Sometimes we need to take the time and put that game in that little view and see what it's all about.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But no, and you know, we are a busy society. We always going. We always doing. So a lot of times we ain't got time for that.
I agree with that.
But
in the same token,
you know, they watching these things, and if you don't have that relationship with your child, instant things like that can happen because you're not communicating with your child, number one. And you're really not paying attention to what your child is doing. Like I said, you come home, you get them that game, you happy.
Yeah.
You know, you happy, so okay, they happy, they not bothering me, I'm good.
So the bottom line really is get off that damn video game and start having a relationship with, or get off that TV or whatever you're doing and have a relationship with your babies.
You're right. Because I know my child, when he come over, he know there's a few things we're going to watch, PBS or the old movie network. And he already knows. Or something in sports. But, you know, we're going to sit down, and believe it or not, he will ask questions, and I would answer them. But that's, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, there's certain video games he know if he asks me, I'm going to say no. You know, I mean, and it's not that hard if you do it at an early age and go ahead and set that standard.
Yep. I mean,
you know,
it goes the same as, you know, I was talking to somebody earlier today about the organization. We were talking about, you know, bringing these kids up.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to if you set that standard and you teach these kids some values and morals and hard work and, you know, this is what you do to get from point A to point B. You know, now, I don't know very many kids, you know, there's a couple out there. There's a lot of good kids still coming. But I don't know very many kids in today's society that actually have jobs, that's earning what they want, you know, legally, that's doing what they got to do to support themselves, their little bit of habits, whether that be a video game or not. Now, we're moving up a little bit in age, but at the same time, those are the same kids that run around here slinging, you know, committing crimes, doing what they got to do for that fast money because they don't want to work for it and get a callus on their hands.
Yeah. Good point. But I don't know. Well, I mean, that's a good point, but I don't know if we can generalize it like that.
No. It's bigger than that.
Huh.
It's much bigger than that.
Yeah, I would think so. But, you know, and even, you know, like when somebody just texts me, you know, they even done started rating the games. You know, but we don't even pay attention to that.
They started that a while ago. You know,
yeah.
We started that a while ago. I mean, and it's just like anything else. You know, if I want to know, we're going to do a poll, you know, and if we have the callers, you know, if you have the callers today to commit the poll, that's great. But I'm going to do a poll on my side, too, and I want to know how many parents take their kids to the movie theater and buy them tickets for the NC-17 or the PG-13 movies and are not of age. You know, I think that should be a crime. You know, it's just like contributing to the delinquency of a minor. I think it should be a crime. You're corrupting these kids' heads, and then you want to know what happened to them.
Yes. That is so true.
Yeah.
That's, you know, let's see, a good example, and I hate to say this, was the Batman movie. No, I hate to say it, but you know, you had a 6-year-old there. You know, may God rest her soul. But why you got a 6-year-old in a movie like that at midnight anyway?
Yeah,
you know, and everybody know Batman movies aren't shy on violence and killing.
Yeah, I mean, that might just break down. You know, I think that was just poor choice on quality time. You know, it's okay to take your kid to a movie. I mean, if you start looking at these Disney movies and these Pixar movies, they're starting to come out with these innuendos that only we know.
Right.
You know, they start coming out with these things, and they start saying goofy things on a movie, and you're sitting there and you're going, okay, what did that mean? The kids are not laughing, but the parents get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get the connotation of the sex, so they get the connotation of the joke.
You know what? That is so true. That is so true. You know, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm guilty of that too. Cause you sit there and you be like, okay, all right. Then you know you leave. I know I've gone to a couple and I leave. I'm like, okay, that really is not a kid's movie. You know, and you know my child is so to the point to where if he watching and he don't understand, first thing he'll say, Daddy, can I go to the game room? You know, he like, okay, I don't understand this. I ain't going to sit here and try.
Yeah. You know, but we're doing it, and we think we're doing it because we're giving our kids that time to express themselves or their entertainment or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not as much, you know, there's not as much protection on a kid's mind or the influence of a kid's mind as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Look, I got to I got a text here say I work at Walmart and every day all day parents are buying kids M-rated games as young as 7 years old.
You kidding me?
Hey, this person works there. So
what?
I mean, it's not something she heard, it's something she sees.
Wow.
You know, and that's exactly my point. They not looking at the kid sees the game on TV or one of his friends has a game. He comes home and say, "Mama, Daddy, I want this game."
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I ain't gonna lie. Especially in military communities, it's really bad. You know, because the parents feel guilty because they're gone all the time. So if the kid asks for it, okay, yeah, I'm gonna get it for you. You know, I've been gone, okay. But we need to take the time to stop and look at some of these dang on videos. I mean, games.
I think we need to come back out with the Etch-A-Sketch and the Rainbow Bright and all that other good stuff, man.
Look, they got those. Them kids, they got those. Those have come back out. Them kids don't want that stuff.
Well, I tell you what, if you unplug the damn electricity in their bedroom and give them that game, they'll play with it because that's the only light they got. I'll break out the Easy Bake Oven. Keep it up.
Shoot, don't talk about the Easy Bake Oven now. I like the Easy Bake Oven.
That
was a cheap meal there sometimes.
Mama didn't want to cook nothing. Daddy didn't want to cook nothing. You wanted a cookie? Shoot, might be cardboard, but you're going to eat it.
Yep. Go and get your sister in there and cook this. Hey, don't you want to play your Easy Bake Oven today? But, you know, get back to what we're talking about. You know, I just, you know, the more I was, you know, when I did my notes for the show, I really was going to concentrate on the kids, but the more I got into it, I'm like, well, you can't blame everything on the kids. You really can't. You know,
yeah.
Like back when we was growing up, I know Atari, you know, You go in there, and you know, you had the little thing going bing, bong, you know, and that was it. You know, and that was it. And, you know, like I said, I know for me, I can only play that so long, and I was ready to go and do something else. You know,
well, I mean, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, but, you know, just in the other last week or 2 weeks ago, you know, they had this kid, and he wasn't a kid. He was actually a young adult, 20-something years old, sitting in front of a game for 40 straight hours.
Doing what?
Playing a game, and he died. He had a heart attack.
What?
Yeah, so he said that's how long he developed blood clots. Playing a game.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look that up. I want to know the news.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm telling you. And,
well,
you know,
I mean, there ain't, you know, everybody's in these let's move this and let's move that. I think that was a valiant effort on Obama's part. But at the same time, these kids ain't moving nothing but their lips.
Well, you know what that is? If the parents not moving, how can you expect the kids to move?
Exactly. You know, I mean, I totally agree with you on that. You know, everything is fast food. There is no exercise. Hell, we used to have to go outside until it got dark. You know, go out there, play, go hide and seek, or basketball, or dodgeball, or play in traffic. As long as you was outside, it didn't matter.
You're right. You are absolutely right. And you know what? It didn't matter how hot it was outside or nothing. You found you some shade. Look, when you got thirsty, you turn on the water hose. Okay, you know, wait for a moment for the hot water to run out.
Oh yeah, you know, and it didn't matter if the light bill and the water bill went up. That was your entertainment.
That's right. You know, you had your friends. You know, I mentioned that a couple of Christmases ago. I said, you know, Christmas not the same. I said, back in my day, kids were outside on Christmas Day.
Outside.
You either riding a bike, you're skating, you know, playing with your football, doing something. But now, man, you come outside on Christmas Day, it's like a ghost town.
You come outside on Christmas Day, it's like, I'm melting. I mean, you're 100% right, because back in the day, the games and the toys we used to get for Christmas, well, most of it was clothes where I live, but I used to be mad as hell. The stuff that you used to get was actually games that you had to play outside. You know, it was consoles and these video games and these Wiis and PlayStation 3s and flat-screen TVs. Flat-screen what? You know what I mean? So everything was an interactive physical game.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, I don't know. You know, I guess maybe we can blame it on technology, but I don't think so. I think maybe a little bit, but I think it's more on the parenting these days than anything. That's my opinion now. I'm just going to say that's my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, I don't think it's technology. You know, because even back in the day before the World Wide Web and everything else came out, we used to play with paper airplanes. You know, that was fun ever, bro. I mean, let's see how far we can make this plane going. Let's bend the paper this way to make a longer wing. I mean, come on.
You know, not even that, but the little paper football games we used to play. Only thing we needed was, you know, something flat.
Shooting people in the forehead with them. Yeah, for sure. I used to find entertainment with sticking paper wads on the ceiling when I was in school. I mean, come on, man. Anything. I might be OCD, but, you know, anything. You know, my wife sitting here, she just said she remembered the hot lava in the living room floor. You had to jump from couch to set couch so you didn't get burnt by the lava.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. But you can't make a kid go outside and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, trying to make a parent go out and spend some time with their kid outside and see what happens.
Not without the cell phone, bro. You know, the cell phone, the iPad, the GPS, all that crap's coming with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that I admire, man, and I actually, you know, my wife, I'm going to brag about her for a minute. I told you she going to beat me up one of these days. Now she came home to listen to the show. But She's the most reading woman I've ever met. You know, she'll crack a book quick. You know, I mean, she reads like, I'd say, 7 books a week. You know, so, I mean, even if you ain't running around playing on these video games and watching all these reality shows that's unrealistic, that's a oxymoron, you know, crack a book, learn something. Yeah. I mean, and then they had to mess that up and come out with these nooks and crannies and and all these book readers. And I mean,
you know what,
man.
Though, Tony? That's not a bad thing, because there are some apps out there where you can actually download free books.
That's true. That is true.
You know, and, you know, some kids, okay, you want to use the tablet to read, go ahead, but you're still getting them to read.
But do you know that they're reading? Because those same exact things that you could download, you got the internet, you got the music, you got the TV, you got the video games, everything on that thing as well.
Yeah, but that's where it comes to parenting. You know, you don't let the child download it. You say, okay, you know, you want to download something? Show me what you want to download. Then you look at it first. And if you, you know, because I do it with my child all the time. I'd be like, no, Eric. No, I'm not downloading that. No, find something else.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's a tablet, fine, and I understand that can be used to help them, you know, read and do math and get advanced. But if you just give them a tablet and let them go on their own, that's just as bad as buying a video game.
Exactly. I agree.
But if you're there with them, watching them and helping instruct them and teach them, then that could be a good thing as well. But how many parents right now, you know, I understand that we have a lot of young parents. But the thing is, how many of them are actually taking the time to do that?
True.
You know, but if something go wrong, everybody want to yell, okay, it's the video game, it's the system. No. It goes back to the foundation. As me and you always say, it starts at the foundation. If the foundation is not right, then the rest of it is not going to be right.
I agree with that. Wife says she don't think kids should have cell phones. I mean, yeah, I didn't have cell phones either, but you know, I didn't have a car until I went to Germany and bought my first one at like 18, 19. Yeah, we didn't have that stuff.
No, well, don't feel like a stranger. I didn't have it either. Shoot, I didn't have it either. That little rotary phone was fine and it hung up on the wall, or you had one sitting in the living room. That was it.
And you had that 100-foot cord that would go around the entire damn house.
Yeah. So if anybody called the house, your parent was right there listening to you.
Yep.
Heck yeah. And here's another thing about what's going on, too. How can you have a child in your house and they go in their room, close the door, and lock it? I'm not
understanding. Well, No. You better not close no doors in this house.
But you know what, Tony? It's happening.
It is happening, and I agree. You know, it's just like that that guy that was, man, I'm a news head. It's this gentleman that actually took his daughter to school, double-backed home. I guess he had the parent sixth sense. And caught his daughter having sex with a boy in her bedroom. When he got there, he bashed that boy head in with a metal baseball bat. Look it up. I mean, communication is important, but, you know, you just can't get away with some things. One more thing. I just pulled up CNN, and we're talking about technology. This 21-year-old Texas man was texting and drove his car off a cliff because he didn't see the curb in the road.
Wow.
I mean, come on, people. Really? That's what they got to text.
Man.
Yeah, it was in Houston.
In where?
In Houston.
That's not nothing new. I mean, they had on one of the blooper shows where this lady was texting and walked right into a fountain.
What?
Yeah, walked right into a fountain and fell right in the water.
Shut up.
I mean, you know, We kind of getting off the subject a little bit, but y'all, I told y'all this is a wild subject, so we gonna talk about everything. But
yeah,
you know, and that's part of the problem too. You have, and here's another thing, and I know you've seen it. You can have a whole family in the same room together, and everybody got their head down and texting or playing a game. Nobody's talking to each other, but they're sitting right there together.
Exactly.
Or if they're communicating with each other, they're using the phones to talk.
Exactly.
You know?
Hey, it don't make no freaking sense, man. I mean, you know, this 21-year-old guy, he's still alive. But mm-hmm. You know what his last text message was?
What?
I shouldn't be texting while I'm driving because I could die. And then he went over the cliff. That is ironic.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
We can't say that he didn't know any better. Hey, hold on. My wife got something to say. I'm going to pass her the phone. This is Amanda.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. We, on the subject of what we were talking about, I agree with you on that whole texting. And my favorite, I work at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk up to a family table, you know, two kids, two adults, and everybody's got their heads down on those pads. And I'm sitting there thinking in my head, how y'all even know what's going on in each other's lives when y'all are just in that? The only way you're going to know what's going on in your kids' lives is if you take their phone. You know, and the funny thing about it is I love it when they text each other at the same table. Look up and speak, you know.
I know. They don't say anything at all. Nothing.
But they're having a conversation. Yeah, it's me with video games. I think it's all a matter of how you know, I have a 16-year-old son. He don't have a cell phone. He wants a cell phone? Go buy you one. Pay for it. That's the way I was raised. You bought something, and you also have to get a job. Get a job.
Hey, you're right, though. You are absolutely right. You know,
that's our problem with our young adults nowadays, our 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds. They've gone so long, and mama and daddy buying them everything and taking care of everything, none of them know how to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I feel like home computers. I don't see any reason why any teenager needs to have a home computer in their room at all. I think it should be out there in the open to where if I want to walk by and look at what you're doing, it shouldn't even be an issue. You know, I mean, you got so many things. I remember specifically my baby sister when she was in school. She went to do a report for school on the White House. She typed in whitehouse.com, and let me tell you, Eric, it is not about the White House.
Well,
okay. She was like, ooh. You know, I mean, that's the kind of things that we need to, you know, even if our kids do stumble across it, we got to be able to be prepared for that.
Right.
Instead of them just going, oh, well, I'm going to keep looking. No, 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 nay, nay. That's my word, nay, nay.
Nay, nay.
Nay, 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 nay. You cannot have that, nay, nay. I think the kids need to just, you know, if kids could learn to use their imaginations, they could get a whole lot better in life. You know, what would happen if we had a technology breakdown? Holy crap, people might have to communicate. Some people might have to speak. Might have to, you know, do something.
You know what, though? You're right. And, you know, going back to what I was saying, it's just not the kids. Some adults the same way. If they lose their cell phone, the cable go out or whatever, they lost. They have no idea. They just stop functioning completely.
Yeah.
You know? So how you going to teach a kid if you can't even function?
Right, right. I mean, there's a rule of thumb in my house. We sit down for dinner. I don't want to see no electronics. I'll throw them away. And I don't hesitate. I have no problem chunking a cell phone or something like that. I mean, I can't really do it to a whole bunch of adults, but they kind of know that I'll start rapping. But you a kid, I'm taking it from you. Even if you ain't my kid, I'm taking it from you.
So even if you ain't my kid. See,
right?
All right.
If you don't, even if you at my table in my house, these are my rules. And I think with parents nowadays, they're so quick, like you said, they're so quick to, but let's go get the newest thing out for my kid or the newest thing out that they want, I want. Well, what are you going to teach them? You're not, number one, if you're not admiring what they're doing and you're just giving it to them, you're not teaching them nothing. You know, I have 7 children, and I will tell you right now, every one of them, if they want a video game, you better start saying, you save up your money, mama, by half. I mean, you got to learn somewhere. You mess something up. You want to do something? You want something big? You know, I have an 18-year-old that bought him a car at 16. Why? Because he saved up his money from the time he was 12 to the time he was 16. And he didn't buy him no fancy car. He bought him a piece of junk. But you know what? He got out there on the weekends, and he learned how to fix it. He learned how to put the parts together. And I don't think that's just boys. I think girls need to have their butts out there, too.
Uh-oh, look out there.
I do. I think that your kids, boy or girl, I think they both need to be in the kitchen. I think they both need to learn the basics of a car.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way you can be independent nowadays. You know, I don't want my daughter on the side of the road at 3 o'clock in the morning because she can't change a tire. Really? You know, there's so much can happen between the time you call in whatever man to come fix it and you get there.
Mm.
So get out, fix your car, go home about your business.
You know what? I like that type of parenting now. But let me ask you, your kids come tell you after they save the money up for your game. And they say they want a game. Do you check out the game or you just go and get it?
No, I check out the game. If it says age appropriate and not, you know, 9 times out of 10, they want the newest game out there. So if that to me, the smartest thing they did, like at GameStop and Walmart and all those places, they had that little, you could try the game out on the little console thing up there.
Right.
At the store. We going to try it. You want the newest and latest? Well, let's try. Let me look through this. You play this for a second. Let me watch this. Because I ain't buying nothing. And I also, if they don't have that specific game on the console, and I do decide, okay, well, maybe we'll try it out. We get it home. We look at it. I don't like it. I will pack it right back up and take it right back to the store, and you can get half your money back. You better, or make a different option. Because I don't want my kids being violent. I don't want my kids. But I also think that if you decide that you're going to let your child have somewhat of a violent game or somewhat of any kind of game, you got to teach your children that this is a game. This is not reality. This is not life. You know, you can't just go blow somebody up because they make you mad. You got to figure out ways to. And I think, like you said, it comes down to the parenting. You know, my son's 16. My 16-year-old, he can play all them stupid combat games because I've taught him. You know, this is not reality. This is not how this goes. If you can't, you know, if he's 16, if it's still blood and guts and gore, take that back. Get it off my TV. I think that that's where parenting comes in. You got to be able to tell your kids. This is, you got to make choices in life, and this is what those type of actions, this is where it's going to land you. You know, and they got to know that this is that's just a game.
Yeah, you're right, and I like the way you do it because that's the way you're supposed to do it. You know, but how many of them out there are actually doing that? And maybe we can say because we got babies having babies now, so they really don't know. Can we use that excuse?
No, we can't. Because you know what? I think that nowadays, I think that if, when it comes to teenagers nowadays, you know, I think that if you start young, about 10 or 11, right before they hit their preteen, kind of interjecting certain things, like, you know, not having sex before marriage, or at least with someone you truly love, you know, but you can. Preventing it from having sex is going to be inevitable because we've all done it. But give them the preventative option. You know, I don't like I tell my daughter all the time. Just because if you decide that you ever want to go to this step and have sex with a boy, don't rely on him to have protection. Rely on yourself. I mean, the only way, and I tell my sons, Lord love them, I want to smack them upside the head half the time, but from early age on, I mean, we're talking 5, 6 years old, they go running down. My son had a little friend down the street, he went to school with her, they were 7, she lived 2 doors down, you know, I met the family, everything was great. He would run out in the middle of the hot summer, he'd be like, I'm running down the street to her house, I'd be like, okay, well, where's your shirt? Oh, it's hot. I don't care. You don't go to a little girl's house without no shirt on. That's disrespectful.
Oh. Yes, it is.
You know, because if you start them at that age, when they're 16, 15, 13 years old, they're going to, ooh, no, maybe I better not show up at this house with no shirt on. The only reason why you shouldn't have a shirt on at this house is because you're in a pool.
And that's the only reason.
And that's the only reason. You don't have any other reason. And my kids do that. They don't. You don't step outside and if you disrespect yourself, how do you expect anybody else to respect you?
Ooh, you done said a lot, then. You have said a whole lot, then.
I mean, and I like my daughters, I make sure they, you know, all these. I cannot stand looking at these little teenage girls running around with these little bitty pants on. I just think, buy some material. but, you know, it comes down to parenting. I wish one of my children would come out the door looking like that. I'll smack you upside the head. Better me smack you than somebody else because if I smack you, I love you. I'll stop. Ain't none of my kids too good for a spanking. You know,
oh.
I don't think anybody should beat their children. That's a totally different situation. But we grew up getting our butts whooped. Everybody got the switch.
Yeah.
And be funny and bring her a little switch. Bring your grandma a little switch. You got your butt whooped. You know, I just think if we went back to basics when we were kids and taught our children that, then I think it'd be a little different. We wouldn't have a bunch of these thug kids running around here thinking they could do whatever they want to do.
Let's see. We got a statement in the chat room. I agree with some of what she is saying, but everyone has their own way of raising their children. I don't like that wearing of the pants hanging off them. She said a mouthful about the respect thing. So so you got an agreement going in the chat room as well.
Well, good. I'm glad. Well, there's just two of us out there.
But you know what? You mentioned something about the parenting and the spanking and old school. But you know what? Now, looking at what they call the old school way of punishing a child, you know, it's got some point to where they've given the kid all the power, basically, if you let them have it.
Yeah.
You know, with you can't touch them, you can't do this. I think I did a show on that a couple of weeks ago or so about that. You know, and I'm like, no, you can't let that child have that kind of power over you.
Oh, yeah. And trust me, my children have pulled that one. Oh, well, my school says that you can't, if you spank me, they're going to call CPS. I can call CPS. And I tell my kids, well, you best pack a bag because you're the one they're taking out the house, not me. You need to remember that. I mean, you got a choice. You want to be with strangers or you want to be with me.
Hmm.
But you make that option, you know. And once you make that option, I love you and I don't want you to go. And if you feel like you're being abused, here's the phone.
Here's the phone.
You know, I think now that when you put it to a kid like that, they're like, Mom looked at me and goes, I don't want to. Okay, well, go ahead and sit down in your room. Let's talk about it. But I think when it comes down to spankings and stuff of that sort, I think that people got to remember that you can't just spank your child and then expect them to know what's going on. You know, spank them, send them to their room, or send them, you don't even have to spank them, send them to their room. Do whatever choice of punishment you use beyond don't beating your kid or hurting your child. Make sure you come back and explain to them what happened or why you felt this and what they, make them realize what they did, what their punishment was. Not just you're done for a week because you were late. But why were you late? What's going on? What, you know, what's your reasoning? Because I think that kids have an expression, but either parents are shutting them out, just like they do with the video game and everything else, because parents don't want to deal with it. And they should deal with it because, you know what, bottom line is when you laid down with somebody else and made that child did not have the choice to come into this world. You chose that for them. So when you make that choice for them, you're making a choice that's lifelong. And they're never going to be able to communicate in any kind of relationship if they can't feel like they can express themselves as well.
You're right. And you know what, though? I have a saying that I have developed since I've been started doing my show, and it is, what you do today will catch up with you later. So
always.
I mean, and as far as parenting, it's the same thing. What you do when they're young, we'll catch up with you when they're older. So whether that's good or bad, you're going to see it again.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Oh, because trust me, I'm not perfect. I've made my mistakes. Trust me. But I live from them, and I learn from them. And even, you know, there's been times, there's been an incident specifically that I remember my son, I blamed him for something. And I swore up and down he did it, and I was wrong.
Hmm.
As a parent, I had to come back and go, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't go buy him something. I'm sorry. This is what I thought, and I was wrong.
Hmm.
And he understood that better than me going, well, I was wrong, so let me go buy you a video game. No, this is how life works. You don't get what you want when somebody's sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, listeners, y'all here? Hey, Miss Tony's wife, she got it going on. She putting out some truth out there. What y'all think, huh? Give me a call at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or hit me up in the chat room. Hey, this is Let's Talk, and I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Now, we got a good conversation going on. I love it. In the chat room, we got, I am the parent, even though my son is taller than me, I am still the parent and the tallest.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm 4'11", and my 18-year-old son is 6'3".
Hmm.
A good ear will bring them down to eye level.
You know what? If more parents thought like that, well, I don't think we would have as much trouble as we do now out of teenagers or kids, period. You know, because I have seen some little kids, man, you know, talk to their parents like, you know, like just something out of this world. I'm looking at you like, and I know I didn't hear that. In fact, one time, this one little boy was being so disrespectful to his mom. We was in the grocery store line. And, you know, I just had to walk up to him and whisper in his ear and just tell him a little something to let him know that, no, you ain't doing that no more. You know, and he looked at me with big old wide eyes. I'm like, if you do that one more time, I'm going to tear your little ass up.
Yep.
You know.
And, I think that if more people did that, back the parent up instead of, okay, when your kid's throwing a fit, look, my kids know if you throw a fit in a store, I'm not going to spank you. I'm not going to leave you where you stand. I'm going to sit on the floor and I'm going to scream and holler just like you. Because if you're going to embarrass me, we're going to be embarrassed together.
Mm-hmm. That's, so there you go.
They stop that real quick.
Real fast, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to outsmart your kids. Even though that they're getting taught this technology and stuff that we weren't taught, you can still outwit your children, but you got to let them be who they are. Like, my favorite story in the whole wide world to tell is I had my 18-year-old and 16-year-old, 9 and 7, and they, my rule of thumb in the house is whatever you buy with whatever money you earn, or, you know, Christmas money, birthday money, I won't take from you because I don't feel like it was a gift, and that's what you chose to buy with it. I'm not going to take your gift from you.
Mm-hmm.
So my two boys got together and saved up their money, got them a TV, a little TV for their room, a little Nintendo, Super Nintendo for their room, whatever that was, and a couple of stereo.
Okay.
And I sent them both to their rooms. Well, my oldest, my 9-year-old, he was 9 at the time, got smart and said, well, she can't take nothing from us because it's all ours.
Mm-hmm.
I walked in the room and flipped the electricity and told them the electricity is mine. You can have your TV, your video game system, and your stereo.
You say, but the electricity was yours, huh?
Yep. And I let them sit in there for about a good hour, hour and a half with no electricity. I mean, it was daytime. They could see. You just got to be smarter than what you got to always stay 2 or 3 steps ahead of your children, no matter in whatever aspect it is. You know, parents are afraid to go up to school nowadays. You know, I have no problem going and sitting in a classroom right next to my son. What you doing? I want to know what's going on.
Mm.
And I always tell them, Mama's done it, so you better be better than what I've done. If not, you know. I think that children, if we were to give them a different aspect of life the way we were given, so much would change.
You're right.
You know, so much would change. People would be able to have, you know, relationships would be better. People would respect people better. People, you know, why can't, you know, when I grew up, everybody in the neighborhood knew who I was and who I belonged to. And if I messed up, they had no problem coming out whipping my tail and then calling my mama and telling her all about it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And Hey, you didn't have no problems out of nobody, did you? Because when they said something, you moved. You know?
Yeah. You knew better. And they probably, some of them were still with my tail to this day, and I'm 34 years old. I'll talk about, let me get the phone back to Tony.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, I should have warned you, man. I should have warned you.
Oh, man, that's on point right there. Hey,
as long as
you got parenting like that, you ain't got no problems, you know?
And I think that's one of the best things, though, man. We can have these intellectual conversations and neither one of us feel like we're behind the slope.
Right. You know, and that's outstanding. And the thing about it, if all of us could get together and put, you know, some of that in a book, that'd be a wonderful thing. But the question is, are they going to read it? You know, because no erotic pictures and things like that.
Nah, we'll just get a rapper to rap it. We get MC Such and Such to do it for us.
I forgot that is your line right there.
Yes, sir. I got you.
You say if you want it heard, just go on and get a rapper to do it.
Exactly. Get a rapper to do it. It don't matter what they got to say. A rapper will get the point across. Make some money. Listen to your daddy. Hey, look, that's a hook right there.
What, are you crazy?
You know I am. I'm going to get off of here, man. I got this commercial I'm about to get on YouTube. Let me go ahead and hit you back a little bit later. Have a good time with the rest of the show.
All right. Thanks, Tony. You have a good one.
All right, my man.
All right, y'all. That was my man, Tony. You know, he does a show on Blog Talk Radio called Fathers Also Need Support Systems. Y'all need to check him out. But, you know, back to what we was talking about. And you know what? She had a lot of good points. You know, and like we said, you just cannot be scared of your kids, man. You know, you cannot. You know, you cannot be scared of your kids. And you have to, you know, pay attention. Now, we don't spend a lot of time talking about what's wrong and what's causing them to act crazy. But yes, as always, you know, I have some solutions. Because like I always say, how can you talk about a problem if you don't have a solution? Right? And you know, there are some experts that say video games help you with certain things. Maybe. Or watching TV does. Because as I mentioned before, me and my child, you know, like last night, we was watching nature. No, nature. Like, what you watching nature for? But you'd be surprised what your kid actually would sit there and watch and be interested in. No, it doesn't have to be something with shooting and nothing like that. We was watching about an owl, a hawk, some wolves, you know, just the balance of nature. But he was interested in that. No, he really was. In fact, he surprised me one day because he wanted to watch the Olympics. That's right, the Olympics. Heck, I didn't even want to watch the Olympics. But you know what? Since he wanted to watch it, I watched it with him. You know, and then I became interested in, so we can sit there and talk about things that's going on in the Olympics. No, but that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Instead of putting them in a room with a video game or a television and just letting them do whatever. Really, that's what I'm talking about. But how many of us actually is going to do that? How many? You know, some of us, and I think more of the old school parents than the new school parents. It is what it is. It is what it is. You know, and we as the older ones, we need to take care of that. You know? I mean, let's be real. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. So, what can we do to help that? Huh? What can we do to make it a little bit better, the way our kids acting, the way they respond to us? What you think? What can we do? How about, you know, watching something like maybe the Olympics with them? You know, show them, you know, help them see what it is to use teamwork. How teamwork works. Huh? Because you know what, though? Kids actually have the ability to work as a team. It's natural. It's natural. But you know what happens? I'ma tell you. Because if you put any bunch of kids in a room, they don't have to know each other. They don't have to know that they don't speak the same language. But if they want to do something together or play together, they work out a way. They do. So that's something that's natural. They don't need no video game to show them how to do that. That is something that comes natural to them. Now, I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something that I have witnessed. No, in different countries. So what I'm saying is, so if that comes natural to them, why can't we enhance that? You know, build on that. Why can't we? Well, maybe because some of you adults don't know how to work with a team anyway. Uh-oh, did I just say that out loud? Well, yes, I did. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Some of you don't know how to work with a team. It's all about me. Me, me. And that's the problem you're having with your child right now in these video games and that television, because it's all about you when it should be all about raising your child the right way. Am I speaking for foreign language? What? It's true. It is true. You know, you can listen to what these people say, these so-called experts say. You can listen to them all you want, and maybe they have some good ideas. But if you remember when you was a child, and you are a real and true adult, You're the expert, because the expert can't tell you about your child. Listen to what I'm saying now. Listen to what I'm saying. Now, some of y'all may disagree with me. Okay, I'm sorry. But I'm going to tell you like I think, I feel. Okay? I'm going to tell you like I feel. So if y'all in the chat room, y'all disagree, hey, write it down and let me know. We can discuss this. But the experts say one thing, but that's a generalized statement. See, that's something they done went to school and said, and they done supposedly did the surveys and the experiments or, you know, whatever, studies. That's fine and dandy. All good. But as a parent, your child, they don't know your child. You, if you are a real parent, you know your child. You know your child's ability, and you know what you're teaching your child. You know, going back to what I was talking about earlier, and the 9-year-old boy, when his mama came on, they was interviewing him, and you mean the only thing she could say is, yeah, he bad. Note that told me she had no clue what her child was capable of. She didn't. So, looking at it in that context, maybe it wasn't a surprise that he was doing what he was doing. To us, it is, because we like, no, and you know, we can't see it. I don't care how old your child gets, from the time they're born to the time they die, if you're able to live beyond them, that child can walk up to you and say anything to you. You can tell whether they're lying to you or not. You can tell when they're feeling bad, when something bothers them. That's what a parent does. You don't let a video game, television, you don't let that take that place of that. But if you put that child in that room just to play with a video game and just to sit them in there watching TV, you're losing your child. I'm going to put it out there. You're losing them. And by the time you realize it's too late, they're gone. You ain't going to get it back. Because 9 times out of 10, somebody else done came around and took your spot. And I don't want to hear the excuse, well, I'm a single parent and it's harder. Bull crap. Bull crap. I'm just going to put it out there. That's not an excuse. That's a card is what it is. That's a cop out. If anything, that means you should really, really be on top of your child. Because it's just you two. No, there should be a closeness there that nobody can come between. Not a video game, not a television, not the thug standing on the street, on the street corner. Heck, not even a preacher. There should be a closeness there that nobody can break. Nobody. And now I said, now how he know that? Huh, how you know that? Oh, well, you want to know how I know it? Because that's the type of relationship I had with my mother. That's right. I ain't scared to tell you. That's right. And there's no one or nobody could come in between us. Now, let's get it right now. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it wrong. Because if you're married, that's a whole different thing. We ain't even going to get into that. All right? We're not going to get into that, but there's a respect thing there. But we ain't going to get into that right now. But what I'm trying to say is, as the parent, you start teaching your children young. You start, grooming them. As soon as you come out, you start grooming them. As soon as they come out. From the first time you hold that child in your arms, whether you're male or female, men hold the child first too. That's when you start nurturing. That's the word I'm looking for right there. You start nurturing. Yes, men can nurture just like women can. Of course, some people would argue about that too. Oh, well, I think it can be done. And as the child gets older, yes, you don't have to worry about the video games influencing them, television influencing them, because you already have instilled that in them. Yes, they may play them. They may play them just for fun, and that's all it is to them. Fun. They know it's not real. It's not logical. No, they know this. That's because you've been working with them. You've been grooming them. You've been nurturing them. Now, am I saying? Somebody talk to me now. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? Talk to me. You want to say something, dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com, or hit me in the chat room. And we have multiple ways of communicating here. So hit me up and let me know what you think. Because that's the way I feel. I really do. I mean, I'm looking at all these so-called things experts say. That a video game can help you with, or a television can help you with. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, okay, if you're doing the parenting like you're supposed to, you don't need a video game for this mess. And you shouldn't be listening to an expert tell you, hey, if you want to know, if you got any questions, if you really got any questions, and if you don't have a grandmother or a mother, all right, I'm going to say something. I know some of y'all are going to be like, But I'm going to tell you where you need to go. Go to the mother of the church. Oh, I forgot. Some of y'all don't even know who that is. Dang, I had to say that, didn't I? But, hey, go to someone who has the knowledge. You know, a lot of times, we as adults, we look at the older generation and be like, yeah, he's crazy. They have so much knowledge because they've been there, done that. The older, the wiser in many cases. And you know what else so funny? Now, y'all going to get a giggle out of this, but it took me a while to figure this out. Even that old crazy uncle that get loaded and drunk and what have you and start talking when they get that joy juice in them, man, sometimes they be letting so much wisdom come out, but you block that from you to where you thinking the negative when he's trying to tell you something positive. I'm just putting it out there because it happens. You see him come up, come in, nephew. Let me talk to your nephew. Come in, nephew. But, you know, you told your child so much that Uncle so-and-so is this, and they heard you say Uncle so-and-so that. They're not listening. But that uncle, you know, hey, drunk tongue speaks truth. And you don't think it? You don't believe me? Oh, they'll tell you the truth when they're drunk. They may not say nothing when they're sober, but once they get that liquor in them and they start telling you things, you need to listen. I know some of y'all not agreeing with that. That's fine. But you all have that someone in your family. I don't care what you say, you do. But what I'm saying all that to say this. You as a parent, you need to nurture your child. Don't just let your child go and sit in front of a television. You know, don't let your child sit in front of a game console and do nothing but sit there and play a game. No, I mean, my little brother, he gonna kill me. My little brother used to come home, and the only thing he wanted to watch was Voltron and the Power Rangers. And I just get so irritated with him. I'm like, don't you want to go outside? Because that didn't, you know, you got robots and kids jumping in, but it was so dumb. Yeah, it was so dumb. And I guess he finally figured out because he started going up to the basketball courts with me. And after a while, he wasn't worried about a Power Ranger or Voltron. I may have told on myself, you know, but I was just saying. You know, yes. Your older siblings, you can hit them, they can help with the younger siblings. That's if you have taught them the right way. That's if you taught them the right way. Now, if you haven't taught them the right way, then yeah, you may have a problem there. You may have a problem. You know, I'm just speaking from the heart, from my mind now. I'm not, Look, I got something in the chat room saying, which Voltron did he like? Because my little brother liked Megatron. Okay, I don't know who Megatron, man, that's part of the Transformers, man. No, the Megatron's part of, no, Optimus Prime was the one in Transformers. That was the one. Voltron was that one, the little dumb robot looking thing. I'm just saying. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just saying. And you know what, though? You know, parents, you know, some of the experts say, well, you know, limit the television time that your kids watch television. You know, some of them say television can bring the family closer. And in some cases, yes, if you're watching the right thing. If you're watching the right thing. But how many of us are actually watching television together? Everybody in their own room watching something. Hey, you can be sitting in the same room, and if you know, most of y'all buy them fancy phones for your kids anyway. That does everything. So they watching a movie on their phone, sitting right there in the living room with you. Yeah, that's true. And you have no idea what they're watching on that phone. You You know, kids, yes, kids are slick. Kids will try to do things. But as a parent, hopefully you smart enough to know that ain't going to work. What they up to before they start doing it? You know why? Been there, done that. And yes, parents, some of us have done a whole lot worse things than our children would ever do. And sometimes you need to go back on that knowledge that you have packed away. Well, besides sitting there thinking that you all almighty good now and you can't think about stuff like that, sometimes you have to go back and revisit that to get your child to understand how wrong it is what they're doing. You know, there's a lot of videos out there on how, you know, have you seen that commercial on TV where the lady said, ain't on the radio, where the lady said she can remember when her child talked back to her and she didn't know what to do and now she done came out with a video? Really? So I'm going to spend my $29.99 or whatever it is for a video to tell me how to raise my child that lives in the house with me on a daily basis? I think not. I think not. And you shouldn't do it either. Because you know why? You're bringing another video in to influence what your child is doing. Dang, boy, I said that, didn't I? I'm about ready to get up and shout, y'all. But anyway, but you see my point. Now, we have gotten so bad now that everything is on video, is on CD, on the computer. And we quickly determining that, trying to find out what to do with our kids when it's already there naturally. For the most part, it is. It is. It's there naturally. But some of you are so, I'm finna piss somebody off, dense. Okay, I'm just gonna say it. Some of you are dense. Only thing you want to do is keep bringing videos in. Keep bringing games in. Well, I think this game would be good to show him how to do it. Why can't you show them what to do? Excuse me? Oh, you don't have the time? Well, let me tell you something. Either you're going to have the time now or you're going to have the time later when he's sitting in somebody's courtroom. Oops, I said that out loud, didn't I? Oh, my. But it's the truth. It's the truth. Yes, I understand. You know, kids are going to make mistakes. That's true. Everybody makes mistakes. But because of your parenting skills, what is that mistake going to cost them? What is the mistake going to cost them? Is it going to cost them just a little embarrassment? Going to cost them some jail time? Or is it going to cost them their life? Something to think about, isn't it? So, with all that being said, what are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? Are you waiting for another video game to come out? Or are you waiting for another a top-rated movie to come on television? You know what? And I'm going to tell you something. I have nothing against Steve Harvey. I don't. I love Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey is the man. Right? But why are you listening to Steve Harvey about how to raise your child, how you should act? It's not like you don't know. Oh, it sounds better when somebody else tell you. Probably something the same somebody in your family been telling you all along. Why are you out there listening to Hill Harper? He knows what's going on inside your house? Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't got nothing against these brothers because they're doing their thing. They're doing their thing. But listen to what I'm saying. They're telling you how to act and how to do things in your house. But you there with that child 24-7. That child is there with you 24-7. But yet you need somebody else to tell you what's going on with your child? And if that's the case, that's not right. That's not right. Hey, how many of you actually sit down and talk with your child about their ancestry? Heck, for that matter, how many of you know about their ancestry? Man, I'm going off a deep end right now. I'm sorry, y'all. But y'all, I'm trying to get a point over here. There's more things to do than to get that video game. Yeah, I understand. Sometimes it's good to get a video game if, you know, they've earned it. But that don't mean they get any video game. I mean, if you're going to let them watch a certain show on television that you know has a lot of grown-up material in it. I mean, if that's the way you do it in your household, that's fine. But sit there and watch it with your kids. Heck, and sometimes if you watch it with them, ask them about it. What you think about that scene right there? I do that to my child all the time. He's 9 years old, and he's funny. He really is. Anytime any kiss, anything come on, he automatically covers his eyes and turns his head. You know? And it's funny. It really is. But he already knows, I can't watch that. You know, but we watch other things, and he'll ask, Daddy, why they do that? Yeah, sometimes it'll be awkward, but at least we have that rapport with each other to where he feels he can ask me things. How many of you have that type of rapport with your kids? Huh? Yes, I mentioned these video games, and yeah, when he brought his Grand Theft Auto, yeah, I played it a couple of times with him. That's how I know I didn't want him playing it. Heck, I played a couple times when he wasn't here just to see what it really was about. So when he asked why he can't play it, I explained it to him. I know y'all like, you crazy. No, I'm not. Well, yeah, I am. But anyway, but see, what I'm saying is, if you don't do it yourself, how you going to let your child do it? It was easy to fix. You know, do you know what your child like to do? Focus on that. You know, all kids, regardless of what the experts say, they have an imagination. You just got to tap into it. You really do. You have to tap into it. Think about what you did back in the day when you didn't have all these great, great modern technology items. Think about what you did. That's your child, right? You don't think some of that rubbed off on them? Well, how you know? Because you're too busy letting today's technology show them things, teach them things. You're not taking the time to do it, to find out what they're about. You know what I'm saying? Look, I can tell you, my child likes cars. He likes to paint. I paint. He likes to paint. So some days, that's what we're in here doing. We painting. He makes more of a mess, but he still paints. But that's teaching him and others, letting him express himself in a positive way. In a positive way. And then also, that's our time to communicate with each other. We're not watching any television. Yeah. You know how you use a kid and you be in the car with your parents and your parents listen to what type of music and they get out the car and you turn the channel to a different station and when you see them come out, you hurry up and change it back to their type of music. But at now, at the age that you are, you listen to the type of music your parents are listening to, don't you? Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Look, my child does it to me now, and I can't do nothing but laugh about it. Somebody he forget to turn it back. Oh, sometimes he'd be like, I know. Yeah, because I'm not listening to that nonsense. But once again, that's the report that we have. It is. And it's not hard, and it's the same thing you can do. I don't even have a video game console at my house. I don't. I don't have cable at my house. My child sit here and watch Perry Mason with me. He sit here and watch the Beverly Hillbillies, Gunsmoke, I mean, Bonanza, MASH. See, so don't tell me it can't be done, because yes, it can be. The problem is, are you putting in the effort to make sure that your child is not being influenced by a video game or by television? Y'all thought I had forgot what I was talking about, didn't you? No, I didn't. No, because some things, if you sit down watching with your child, can actually help you bridge a difficult conversation that you and your child may have. You know, maybe it's about sex. Because we all know eventually we got to have that. Well, hopefully eventually you're going to have that conversation with your child. And later, the earlier the better. But some of y'all may buy a video game and let them learn that way. Or buy a videotape or a CD that shows them that way. So now the child has a whole different perspective from what you could have taught them. Something to think about, isn't it? I know I'm probably boring y'all right about now, but I'm sorry. I just have to get this off my chest. I do. Because it's something we really do need to think about. You know, every time somebody go out there and does something wrong, it's not all about a video game. It's not all about television. I mean, that may have some type of influence on it, maybe. But you have to take a look at the foundation where it came from. Huh? No, even the Bible said a strong foundation. What was the quote? Now, don't get me wrong, y'all. Now, ain't no preacher. On this foundation, I build my church. Same difference. On that foundation, you're going to build your relationship with your child. A solid foundation. I know some of you Bible scholars out there, I ain't going to say that like that. Y'all know what I mean. Y'all know what I mean. That foundation at home. Not the video game foundation that you're trying to build. Not the just go in your room and watch television, leave me alone foundation. The actual adult child nurturing foundation, the family foundation. Everything else has foundation in it, so why can't your house have a foundation? Why can't it? That's the first foundation that should be built, if anything. I'm just saying, man. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying. Wow. And I think I'm just a little bit crazy. I am. But I'm telling you the truth, too. And sometimes that's what it takes, somebody to be crazy to tell you the truth. I don't have any joy juice in me, though. But I know what I'm talking about, believe it or not. If you don't believe me, try it. Go home and try it. son, go home and try it with your child, at least for a week. No, but you got kids, at least for a week. Sit down and ask your child, what do you like to do? And say, besides, now here's the catch to that. Besides playing video games, if you know that's all your child is doing, okay? Besides that, ask them, what do you like to do? You may be surprised. Now, some of them going to tell you, I don't know. And then that's your cue right there. I don't know. That's your cue. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we try this? Why don't we try that? That's your whipping. If you get that answer, I don't know, that's your window. That's your foot in the door right there. Now, the question is, what you going to do with it? Just because the door is cracked a little bit and your foot is in there, you know, what you going to do? You going to let them slam the door on your foot? Or you going to go on and step in and do what need do what needs to be done? I'm just putting it out there. Or are you going to fall back on your same routine and go ahead and get a video game, put it in the game console, and go in your room and let your child just do whatever? But if that is what you're going to do, then guess what? Don't blame it on a video game, because that's not what has influence on that child. It's your lack of parenting that has the bad influence on your child. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand some parents are actually doing the right thing, and some kids just go and do whatever they want to do. Now, I'm not that naive to not understand that. But the majority, if you're doing the right thing, nurturing your child like you're supposed to, you won't have any problems. You won't have any problems. I know some of y'all got friends that come to you and be like, man, my child is doing this and John won't do that and I'll be trying to do that. He just drives me crazy. Really? Why does he just drive you crazy? Have you took the time to step back and look and see, are you doing the things that need to be done so he won't drive you so crazy? Who's influencing him? A video game, his friends, television, or you? And some of you need help too. No. Let's get that right. Some of y'all not right either, man. So maybe you need to check yourself first before you go and try and mess with that child. Like I said, that's something for a whole different show. Is that thing I've done before anyway? But, I mean, am I making sense today? Am I really making sense? I hope so. Because, you know what, and like I said earlier, the topic of today's show was a very broad topic, generalized topic. But as it went on, you see how it kind of worked its way in. It worked its way in to where it needed to be. That's why I love my show, because I may say one thing, but I always end up going where it need to be at. That's outstanding. 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 You know? Very outstanding. But here's the bottom line. On this last hour and 55 minutes, basically this is what I'm saying. Parents, okay, you are the one that has the first right. You are the first one that your child sees. You are the first one that has the chance to influence your child. That's the bottom line. You are the first one. So if you start at the beginning, you won't have no problems at the end. I mean, that's the best way I can say it. That's the best way I can say it. So, watch what you do. Spend some time with your child. Stop letting the video games and the television raise your child. You raise your own child. Okay? Raise your own child. It's okay. Yes, you make some mistakes. That's part of being a parent. Your child's going to make some mistakes. That's part of being a child. But as long as you have that foundation and that groove between the two of y'all, you'll be good. You will. No problem whatsoever. No problem, because everybody's not perfect. That's for sure. But you can help along the way to keep the path as straight as you can, instead of letting the video games and the television do it for you. Something to think about, huh? All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. I sure thank you for listening in. I hope you enjoyed the show, because I enjoyed having you and talking to you. I really did. It's been fun. But y'all catch me tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central. Well, I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Central time. Because y'all know what tomorrow is, right? It's Fun Friday. And boy, I have been collecting some things all week. All week. So I hope you're ready. I hope you're ready, because it's going to be hot and popping. You hear me? All right. Once again, thank you for listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and I love y'all. I'm out of here.